Hi. I guess you're wondering why the sergeant told you to skip morning run today and to stay here in the barracks, or why I didn't come back to the barracks yesterday, or why I'm out of uniform right now and in my civvies. I'm actually wearing a dress. Me, of all people. I'm out of the Marines. No, I wasn't kicked out. It was going to be a medical discharge, but then it turned into something else. You know that test everyone was doing this week, where they simulate an exospace jump, just to make sure they aren't one of those rare losers that has a reaction to it? You know, they put you in a pod and it moves you 10 feet across the room instead of hundreds of light years away? Yeah, they were supposed to test us earlier, but the pod just arrived a few weeks ago. Well, guess who failed their first test in all of basic training? Remember when that really nasty virus hit the colony when we were kids? We had classmates that died, and I lost my grandparents, but we made it. It turns out a very rare side effect is that your nervous system is altered, so it doesn't tolerate exospace as well. Even that tiny jump made me useless for like hours. Which is the last thing you really want when you're jumping right into battle, combat ready. So they kept me in the infirmary overnight. They said I could try to put in for something planet side, or maybe within the planetary system, but you know, they've already got that pretty well staffed, and all of my training is in combat. The other options were a medical discharge or an emergency transfer to another branch of the service. Either way, I guess we won't be fighting side by side in the war. It was something we wanted as soon as the war started. After the aliens attacked Earth, we may be a newer, smaller colony, but we wanted to do our part. But as it turns out, I guess I still can. As I said, we're a smaller colony and only a few generations old. New ships full of colonists were coming in before the war, but now that's stopped. Now we're about to send thousands of our best to fight in the war. We always knew that there was a good chance we wouldn't come back. Even if this war isn't as bad as some fear it will be, we're going to be struggling to replenish our numbers. So instead of a medical discharge, I took the emergency transfer. As of this morning, I'm a repopulation specialist, first class. That's right, I'm a breeder. While people like you are hundreds of light years away, fighting for the human race, I'll be back here popping out babies as fast as possible. I know, me, right? We both know that a tomboy like me was never destined to marry and live on a farm, let alone be a mother. But other than my vulnerability to exospace jumps, I'm completely healthy. And with a full functional reproductive system. It's all voluntary, of course, but I thought about it last night. And it's the best way I can make a difference. I had a lot of revelations last night. So while you ship out next week and join the rest of the Earth Alliance forces, I'll be reporting to the medical center to be implanted with some stranger sperm. Well, unless I can find someone willing to do it the old-fashioned way, of course. Like, you, for example. They were nice enough to compare our genetic profiles. It turns out we would make a pretty good match. We would make healthy babies that undoubtedly would poop and cry a lot and might tragically end up looking more like you than me. And then you'd have a child, no matter what happens to you out there. Someone to inherit your parents' farm, if that's what they want when they get older. You were an only child, so your family's farm and their very name would end with you. But a son or a daughter could change that. The Sarge visited me in the infirmary last night as I was recovering, and I had a long talk with her about this. She helped pull some strings and force through the paperwork, but honestly, I get the impression that the population projections look so bad that they're prioritizing anyone who wants to have a baby, which is why we're here all alone, and we'll remain that way for like the next few hours. Because I told her what I wanted to do my part to keep the population going, and to help my best friend preserve his family line. Well, there's actually a lot about who you are that's worth preserving, and I also wanted to send you off in a way that was hopefully memorable. You do want to, don't you? I mean, at one level, I know you always wanted kids. It's kind of drummed into us by our colony culture. But you just like kids in general, and you always like the idea of there being a part of you continuing in your descendants. I know you already left sperm donations behind, just like all the other male recruits. I could just get you to approve my access to them if you wanted, to make this less personal. If I'm going to have babies, they might as well be my best friends, right? But if I'm going to make babies in the first place, I feel like I should be natural, you know? At least if it's with someone that I like. I'm very okay with the idea, by the way. I know I'm not the feminine type or the romantic type, but maybe I'm a bit more sentimental than I let on. It just seems right that I help you make sure that your dream of fatherhood is realized in case something happens out there, and to help your family's farm stay in the immediate family, and that their name is passed on to a little boy or a girl. If you don't have sex with me, then I'll just have to see some doctor and let them poke me in the privates and plant me with your sperm or someone else's. And you know how much I love doctors in the first place. Worse, if you don't at least authorize me to access your sperm, then I'd have to use some strange guys to make a baby. It would still help the colony, of course, but not your family. Then, if you don't come back, maybe a cousin would end up at the farm? Your sperm still might end up impregnating some other volunteer, but any kids you would have would likely never know who you were, even if you make it back alive. And they wouldn't have any right to inheritance from you. Anyways, that's why I'm here, alone, with you, in the barracks we shared with other squatties for the few last months. And why I'm wearing civvies instead of fatigues. Oh, and I'm also pumped full of fertility drugs and hormones right now, courtesy of the auto doc in the infirmary and my new assignment. So if you tell me no, I'm likely to make a little scene. Maybe even slap you, although that sounds a little girly to me. Maybe a good uppercut or like a kick to the head. But you know me, it's always best to give me what I want. And what I want right now is to have your baby inside me. I can't be with you out there or look out for you, and that scares me in so many ways, but I can look out for your dreams and your future children. If it helps, Sarge said if you said no, you had to join the squad on their run. But they have a good head start at this point, and you know that the last one back to camp has to do push-ups. So if you're going to end up hot and sweaty, might as well be doing something more interesting than running 20 kilometers. And if you're going to be doing push-ups, wouldn't you rather there be a tough yet curiously soft tomboy underneath you instead of just empty space? I honestly think it's a pretty good deal for you. Sex is forbidden between members of the military, except of course for the breeders. But there won't be any breeders like me on board the starship you're going on. Just other more conventional military. If you don't take this chance to have sex with me right now, it might there might be a long time before you get another chance. I look more like my mom and my sisters than I care to admit. If you factor out the short hair and stuff, well, let's just say they never fail to turn heads when I walk into a room. I guess maybe I have turned a head or two in the last few years, or sometimes I get double takes. I remember you doing one when I showed up at the Harvest Dance last year, wearing a dress. Actually, this dress, since it's the only one I own. I spoke to my mom last night and had her send it and some other stuff via drone overnight. I thought maybe it would help since I think that party was when you most noticed I was a girl. Neither of us ended up dancing with anyone, let alone each other, but we talked and we drank and all that fun stuff. I kind of wish one of us would have made the other dance back then. Maybe things would have been different now. I know this is a lot to throw at you. You're probably feeling a little bit overwhelmed, But you know me, I'm one to press the advantage while I have it. So I'm going to take off this dress now. It actually slips off pretty easily, considering how unfamiliar I am with dresses in general. I'll just hang it by her bunks for now. This is a bit more feminine underwear than you see me in here in the Baracks, along with the other squatties. I'm more girly bra and panties, just kind of work better with the dress. So I look different maybe than you're used to seeing me. The men and women shower separately, of course, so you've never seen me naked. Not after we enlisted, and not before. Well, other than when we'd stripped down to our briefs for swimming down at the lake. And you did a good job of not gawking at my boobs then, even as they got bigger over the years. Maybe it was politeness, or maybe you just didn't take interest in them. But you seem pretty interested now, as I slowly start to undo my bra. You know, this bra flatters them more than the sports bras the female squatties wear. Plus, I've basically given you permission to look at them, to actually see me as a woman, even though I always tried to just be one of the guys. There. Do you like them? It was usually late at night when we go swimming in the lake, when the air was cool but the water was still fairly warm. It's not like I stood still long after taking off my shirt anyways. After we got in the water, you couldn't even see them. But this is broad daylight, or at least the bright light of the Baracks, which doesn't let me go unnoticed. And I'm just standing here, a little self-consciously, maybe rambling a bit, suddenly concerned about how to pose to make my chest look better for you. But I can't wait too long. Your squad won't be out running forever. And if I lose momentum, I may lose my courage as well. So I'm just going to take off these panties too. Well, this is me naked. As the joke goes, I'm in the standard Breeding Corps uniform now. You're wearing the same type of fatigues that were part of my uniform until yesterday, but maybe you could take them off? And we could help do your part to keep this colony populated and to keep your family name going and your farm in the right hands. If you're nervous, I can help you get undressed, even though I'm pretty damn nervous myself. But I know the uniform pretty well, even if I'm used to being the one wearing it as I remove it. For basic training, it's just the t-shirt, which comes off easily enough, especially when you're helping me a little. Then there's the boots, and then the pants, which come off even faster as your enthusiasm increases. Maybe you really didn't believe all this was happening, or that I was serious about it. Well, I'm as serious as the bulge in your boxers is. No, don't be embarrassed. I'm the naked one here, and the one saying more than I ever intended to. But not as much as I could. I'm still feeling far more exposed, even if I pull off your boxers. Seeing your cock makes me feel even more vulnerable, but also, well, excited, I guess. Our bunks are right over there. Well, just your bunk now. I took the top bunk because, as I joked at the time, that was the only way we're likely to be on top of a girl anytime soon. Those words are kind of ironic now. That I intended to be under you again, but in a far more direct way. Here, let's use what's used to be my bunk for this. It's still made up from yesterday morning before I left for the test. There's room for two of us in this bottom bunk, especially if you get on top of me. I did talk about some push-ups with a tomboy under you, didn't I? Well, I'm going to lie down on my bunk now. Do you think you can get in here without banging your head? You know, so you can bang me? Fuck. You did hit your head. You always were hilarious in your clumsiness. But right now, it's really kind of endearing. It makes me a little less focused on your body getting on top of mine. Oh, I'm still very aware of it happening. Just a little self-conscious about it. you know, you could kiss me if you wanted. That's kind of customary in the lead up for sex. I don't want you to feel like you're not getting the full experience here. You do look kind of like you want to kiss me, and I guess I wouldn't necessarily mind if it happened either. Your lips taste like home somehow. Maybe mine do too. We're not all that different, really, which is why we became such good friends growing up. But how we're different is important too, especially the physical parts, and especially right now. I know you appreciate the look and feel of my breasts under your chest, and I think you'll really like the feel of my pussy around your cock. Despite how nervous I am, I'm very, very wet. You'd probably just slide right in. I could blame it on the hormones and the other stuff that you gave me before I came in here, but that would be the easy way out. I think deep down, I always wanted to be joined with you, even before I knew what that involved. I just couldn't admit it, but there's not any more time for games like that. That's your cue, you know. I already told you I was wet, and both of us know how hard you've gotten as this progressed, especially with you on top of me. I did say you'd probably just slip right in, even with it being my first time. Should we put that to the test? Yes, I'm sure. Always yes to you, no matter the question. This is what I want, in a lot of ways. It's what you want too, at least with a baby and preserving your family's line. I'm going to be knocked up soon, and when you look into your heart, wouldn't you much rather it be your baby inside of me? That's it. You're not so clumsy now. Tip if your cock finds my pussy. Maybe it's instinct or destiny. Then you look at my face instead of my pussy, and I look back at you intently as you... There. I told you, it went in so easily. Like we were made exactly for each other. I'm not a virgin anymore, but it doesn't feel like I've lost anything. I feel like I'm gaining you. Go ahead. Move. Because I'm going to start doing it on my own soon enough. I want to feel your cock sliding in and out of me as regular as our cadence during a march. Just like that. That's really good. I'm enjoying this way too much already for someone that never really embraced their feminine side. Again, I can only blame what the dog gave me. Really, it's your fault for being my best friend for so long and for being kind of adorable in how you look and how you act. For never expecting me to be a regular girl like my parents did, but for making me want to be one more and more now that we're making, making a baby. These bunks aren't really made for sex, with it being against the rules and all. Plus, there's not much privacy normally. I know we've both heard the sounds of other squatties jerking their cock or fingering their pussy after the lights went off, and they thought they were being quiet, but never you, and never me. Maybe it just felt like it would be weird to do that with the other one so close, or maybe a waste of sexual energy. That might be why this is so good. We've got a lot of lust stored up. Even as we go faster, I still kind of want more, and I don't want to go too fast that it ends too soon. The good thing about the drugs they pumped me with is I'm just about guaranteed an orgasm, just like I'm guaranteed that you'll be pumping a baby into me. But again, something tells me I'd still come if it was just the two of us doing this down by the lake back home. If things had gone a little differently. Maybe on that night of the dance, but any time would have worked. I think it could have happened. It probably should have happened It shouldn't have taken a war and us being separated to bring us together. But I'm glad that we're doing this now. No matter the circumstances. And I think you are too. The look on your face as we do this would have driven away any hesitation I had. Oh, fuck. Breathe me, please. It's kind of my job now. And I do want to make a good impression on my first day at work. But also, I specifically want your babies. And I take it back. I don't care if they look like you. I want to preserve your DNA and your name and your farm, but also the way you look and the person you are. All because of a bunch of little babies we make together. Oh, fuck. Come in me. Please. I don't think I can wait anymore. Just be warned that I could be very easily twins or triplets that we're making today. Thanks to the drugs they gave me. But you could hope to by filling me up with your sperm as much as possible. Yes. We're so close. Do it. Do it, please. Come in me. Oh, breed me. Continue your line with me. I want all of that right now. And more. More. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I know I did, despite how I always thought I'd feel about sex and making babies. Yeah. Maybe you should get off of me. The squad might start getting back soon, and there's something else I wanted to give you. I know. What else could I possibly give you after that? But I can reach my dress now, and there's a little pocket in it. Yes, of course a dress with mine would have pockets. You gifted me your cum right now, and I'm assuming you're willing to give me access to the sperm you just deposited in the bank. That would be paperwork and stuff for that. Or there's an easier way. I told you I had my mom send this dress in a drum, but it wasn't the only thing. There's also my grandfather's wedding ring. I thought maybe we could vastly eliminate the amount of paperwork to sign if we got married. Apparently, the chaplain is free all morning, and the Sarge said she'd witness it. Plus, she said there'd be a weekend pass in it for you for an impromptu honeymoon. And more breeding, of course. I know, I'm talking a lot again, but I wasn't sure if I would have the courage to ask you when the time came, despite getting Mom to send this ring, but, well, here we are. So, would you marry me? Thank you. It will make things so much easier. Get an automatic and exclusive access to your sperm, among other benefits. Plus, I'm finding myself strangely attracted to the idea of being your wife. I'll deny a lot of this if you ever tell anyone, but I'll also say I do when the time comes, and I'll continue to fuck your brains out this entire weekend, at least when we're not making love, and I'll wait patiently for this war to be won and for you to return home. Maybe I'll be at the spaceport when you arrive, or you'll be dropped off at our farm. Either way, there will be a lot of kids in attendance. So, let's get dressed and married and then get to more sex, but as husband and wife. And there will be a happily ever after. You can't dare not to come home now, not when your wife and children are depending on you to come back.